Brett, Country 102.5, 640 Jackson, and Rachel Womack. What's going on?
Hey.
Welcome to Boston. Welcome here.
I love you, Boston.
Love having you here. You have a great fan base here.
Yes, I love my Boston fans.
Country 102.5 got behind Damage, and a lot of people love it, man.
Thank you. Tell us
your story. Give us your backstory. How'd you get here? What's your origin, if you're a superhero?
Yeah, I love it. So I'm from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, which is sounds like it's on like the bottom coast, but it's actually Northwest Alabama. So like 2 hours south of Nashville, to put that in perspective.
Right.
And I was actually discovered in my hometown. I grew up songwriting and loving music. And then I started playing out in high school, playing piano and playing out some of my original songs, and had worked up some covers. And so I would play at, you know, whatever restaurant would have me. Or if a restaurant didn't have music, I would say, hey, you need music and you need me.
So you got out there and sold yourself.
I sure did. And because I was like, hey, I mean, even if I'm just making tips, like, I just want to play out. Like, that's always been my desire. And so when I was 17, a senior in high school, I had two very divine moments, I would say, in my life, which a lot of people don't even get one. So I'm blessed to have two. But and they happened in the same restaurant, which is crazy. That's a part of this Marriott in Florence, Alabama, right across the river from Muscle Shoals. And I was playing, just doing my regular 6 to 9 set. And this guy comes up to me at the end of the night, and he was like, several years ago, I met a woman from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and fell in love, and we got married, and had a baby, and then she got eye cancer, turned into lung cancer, passed away when the baby was one. And this now was 20 years later, and he's sitting there having dinner watching me, and he said that I just reminded him of her, just like in the sweetest way, non-creepy. And he's like, I want to help you out. No strings attached. I want to fund for you to have an album.
Jeez, what a wild
and
story.
And I'm just like, okay, well, let me have my parents talk to you.
Yeah.
And so my parents like checked him out and everything. And he's like, listen, you know, I want to help you. This will be a pay it forward kind of thing. And he said when he was my age, his dad had passed away, and someone offered to pay for his college, no strings attached, and said,
"So this was his.
Just pass it on." And he told me, "Just pass it on one day." And I'm just like,
"Are you going to do it? Are you going to hold on to that?" That's insane.
Of course I am. And so I was like, but in my mind, this is how, you know, ridiculous I am. But, you know, I was like, crap, like, I'm never going to make it. I'm going to have to pay him back. And, you know, I never thought this would really be my career one day. And I'm so thankful that he believed in me.
Wow.
And so I
got
to put
him?
Out a record. Yes.
Good.
And we put out an 11-song record then, and I titled it Pass It On after,
wow,
you know, his
cool
generosity. And then the same year, which was so amazing and so divine in itself, same restaurant, playing my regular 6 to 9 set on a Friday night. And this guy comes up to me at the end of the show, and he says, hey, my name's Jim Catino, and I'm from Sony Music in Nashville. And I loved all the covers you did, but I really love the original songs you played. And I'm just like, are you going to kidnap me? Like, this is not real. You know, who's went from Sony Music in my little town? And he'd been there on a golf trip, and
you just
he was
thought
just
he was
having
faking
dinner.
It. That is
yeah,
really funny.
And he gave me his card. I was like, this is a fake, whatever. Took it home to my parents, and they're like, no, this is Sony Music. And my dad and I went and met with him and talked about what it would be like to move to Nashville and pursue songwriting then. And it was funny looking out on Music Row, where everyone, all the songwriters write. When I was 17, I was just like, it just seemed so foreign to me. I was like, no way that this, you know, could be my life. And for some reason, I just tell you, it was a God thing. I felt like I should go to college instead of moving to Nashville then.
So you had the opportunity and you didn't take it.
Yeah,
I think it's a smart move. I really do. You got, like, you went to school, you studied, you have a background now.
Yeah. I just, you know, and everybody's path is different. So, you know, no shame if you drop out of high school or college or
right,
whatever. But for me, it was the right path for me to to go. I went to North Alabama, got a degree in professional writing. And
that's
then,
awesome.
Yeah. And
what do you think? Do you think you would feel the same way if right now you got back in touch with that guy and you said, hey, I'm ready. And he's like, oh, time has passed. No mm-hmm. good. Do you think you would be kicking yourself that you didn't jump on the opportunity in the moment?
I don't know. Maybe.
But you don't have to worry about that because it's working out just
fine. I know.
Thank
goodness. Yes. Thank goodness. But, you know, the cool thing is, even though, so I graduated in June 2016. And so I just kept in touch with Jim over the 4 years of college. And I am thankful for that time because a lot of people moved to Nashville and you just get swamped and swarmed with all the artists and all the people. And I was able to really just be in my hometown and focus on my craft for 4 years and make it really, really me. And I'm thankful for that because I don't think I would be
who knows
the artist that I
yeah.
am. Yeah. And so moved to Nashville after I graduated, after Jim and I saying, you know what, I think it's time. And they didn't offer a record deal, even though I played for them. And they were like, we just want you to come be like just immersed in this community. We think you could really grow. And so
you did.
I got a job, had to get a job as a bartender because the only other guy that I knew in town was a bartender. And I was a really crappy bartender, and I was told that I was a very crappy bartender on multiple occasions. But I love people and I love talking to people. And that was the really cool part about my job was 3 or 4 hours sitting down, getting to know people. Yeah. It's kind of like a hairdresser, I feel like. And ended up writing my very first single to country radio during that first year of bartending, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
What was that song?
The song is called Damage. Woo!
Look at that, on cue.
Thank you, Boston, for all your support.
Boston loves this song. Rachel Womack, and this is her song right here. It's Damage.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.